Look what the Hebrew writer says. Hebrews 2:14-15. Look at it. Let's look at this. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. For as much, are you there? I'm reading from the King James. Hebrews 2:14-15. For as much then as children are partake of the flesh, of flesh and blood, he also likewise himself did what? Took part of the same. Are you with me now? All right. For as much then as children are what? Partake of flesh and blood. What you partake of? Aren't you, don't you have a flesh and blood body? You sitting up in this pew with, chair with, or up here looking at me and I'm looking at you? Don't you have flesh and blood? Yeah. Huh? Yeah, I cut you. Will you bleed? Don't you cut me. I already know I bleed. I don't need you cutting me. But anyway, you know when you break your skin, it'll blood will show up, right? However you do it. He said, for as much then as who? Children are partaker of flesh and blood, he also himself, who? Who? Jesus. Jesus didn't come here with a stone body or an iron body or a wood body. And all those things are real. Have you seen stone in the earth? Haven't you seen iron in the earth? You rode up in an iron plastic car. Yeah, some of it iron, some of it plastic, you know it. And the other stuff, cloth. But he came here, here's my point now. He came here in a flesh and blood body like you have. Hello, somebody. Are you with me so far? He said, so it said, he also likewise took part of the same. That's what he's saying. That through death, he might do what? Destroy him that had what? The power of death. Death over your spirit man has been destroyed. It cannot touch you again. Did you hear me? Death cannot lodge itself up inside of your spirit and take control. You have to open the door and invite him in. He can't walk in. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let me go on. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. And it tells us who he is. That is who? You read it. That is who? There it is. The devil. Satan is not as bad as he told you he is. That he can walk in and take you out whenever he wants to. You have to give him place. I have to give him place. And that's reading the word said, give the devil no place. And I and you do not have to be afraid of the devil because he has no power over you to do something that that you told him not to do. When you tell him not to do it and you know what you're talking about, he have to not do it. I don't care how loud he's talking or who he's talking through. Hallelujah. 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 And deliver them who through fear of death, look at that now, and do what? Deliver them who through fear will let death in. Fear will let trouble in. Fear will torture you. But he deliver you from what we'll call Satan to operate in your life. And somebody said, fear is just faith in reverse. Operating on the same principle, just in reverse. Faith take you to God, act on the things of God. Fear take you from God, act on the things of Satan. Hallelujah. And most too many saints have faith, more faith in the devil than they do in God. They have faith in the devil. Say, yeah, I sneeze one time. Here it come. I'm taking it. Why don't you reject it? You know I'm telling the truth. And you just said, then you're going to the doctor, you know, help me. Well, you just stopped it up front and say, I ain't taking this no more. It's enough of this. But when you start talking like that, he crazy. Well, leave my crazy self alone then. I'm enjoying my life. You start talking like that, yeah, he crazy. And then when you get in trouble, come on, crazy man, pray for me. You need to make up your mind what you're going to do. He said, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Let me read you another scripture. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John, not 2nd, 1 John chapter 4. Listen to this. 1 John 4:16. Woo. You know, when you start talking about this, you know, most people won't shout. Well, you need to hear. You need to learn how to deal with this. Because your life have been tortured, tormented, and distracted, and held up, and set back long enough. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Your life have been tortured, tore up, messed up, held back, set back, and confused long enough. You went, see, some of you sitting up here, and I'm not trying to make light of you or anybody in here. Some of you have been through hell, and I know and you know it. Just because that stuff goes on behind closed doors. Hello. Hello. It will be horrendous to tell it in the light. You say, you mean you they said that to you? They did that to you? Yeah. And so you need to know, you when you made the righteousness of God, Satan had no right to do that to you. You don't have no business going through that kind of stuff. Ain't no man got no business walking to your apartment and beating on you and he don't own you. Cussing you out and calling you jip, bitch, and skits and shit and all that stuff. So you said that in church, they say it out there. As long as you, if you're born again Christian, believer, you ain't got no business going through that stuff. And if I don't teach and tell and share with you and tell, you don't know any better. You think that's just normal. But too many of us have been broken, busted. Our dream been smashed and we lost it. I want to give it back to you. God want to restore your dream.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you're precious in his eyes. He loved you unconditionally. He won't back out on you. He won't give up on you. He won't quit on you. No, he won't. Although people quit on you, they'll throw you to the side. So you ain't worth fooling with. But God won't do it. No, he won't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll tell you that he loved you as you're drawing your last breath. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. But you gotta go towards him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have you found 1 John 4:16 yet? And we know, and we have known. Oh, I'm so glad that we know. And we have known and believe. Woo! I know it. See, I used to feel bad. Let me tell you, Lord, straighten me out.